You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's been too long.
Too long.
Too long for us not to have talked to a guy we love, our good friend, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, Joe Namath. And he joins us now. Joe Namath is with us today on behalf of DraftKings. And Joe is appearing in a DraftKings Super Bowl ad campaign that kicks off today. We'll talk about that a little later on. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I met you. I talked with Ryan a little earlier, and I said, yeah, it has been a good while. Don, hey, and Peter, I don't know if I've visited with Peter before.
It's been a long time. I think when I first started in person, but it's been a long time, Joe. Yeah. How excited are you for this Super Bowl on Sunday?
Oh, man, you kidding me? It's the best football we'll see of the year. I tell you what, the playoffs last couple of weeks were the best football I've ever seen, and I'm really excited about seeing this one. But I mean, these guys can play, and there's nothing I'd rather watch sports-wise than the Super Bowl.
Tell me your thoughts on Burrow, Joe. I mean, do you see as much in him as other people do?
Yeah, I sure do. You know, watching him throughout his college career and also paying attention, I still have the capability of watching the games around the league on Sunday, and I pay attention a good deal. He's terrific. You know, I mean, everybody knows that now, and he was drafted that way, high, and coming back after his injury. He just carries himself beautifully out on the field and executes beautifully, you know. I mean, being able to get away from people, too. He's not just an excellent passer. You know, quarterbacks, I've watched guys that can pass and guys that can throw. And the way he changes speeds with the ball, he just instinctively or habitually has thrown the ball so often, he can relate to the defender and where he needs to put the ball and how he needs to put the ball there. And he goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and back again if he has time. So I really like him.
What I find interesting about it now, though, Joe, is he was someone that I think a lot of people weren't sure about second year, coming off the injury last year. Now he's almost become the media darling. Like, people believe he can pull this off. Is that going to be difficult for him to handle? He can't play the underdog role anymore because there are people who really start to believe in him. For a young player, can that be something he's going to have to conquer going into that game on Sunday?
Yes. Yes, it is, because it didn't happen by luck. I mean, he's been that way. But what I infer is he's been trained that way. Back in Ohio, LSU, you know, he commitment, whenever I see him talk about confidence, preparation, you know, commitment to what he's doing, I just have a good, comfortable feeling that I know he's been committed to what he's doing and spends more time on it than we ever had the opportunity to do, or more ways of looking at things. His preparation is just, I got to believe it's wonderful, and he stays calm. It's the way he moves around. It looks like he's been there before. He's been there before. He's handled the pressure before. He's handled the pressure in the pocket before. You know, it's not new to him. There are no surprises with him.
Now, I've got a trivia question for you, Joe. If Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl on Sunday, He will be one of three quarterbacks who've won a national championship in college and a Super Bowl in the pros as a starting quarterback. Who are the other two guys?
You got me. Oh, Montana and myself. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the high school championship too. The old WPIAL, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
There you go. Do you feel any allegiance to the Rams? I know you finished your career there. It always looked weird, you being in that uniform. But do you feel any allegiance to them at all?
Wait, before we even go there, I've got to say, and that other Joe Montana won 4 titles.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Just to my friends and all out there, so many things have changed. Don Klosterman's not there anymore, nor Carol Rosenblum, you know, even the orthopedists, the doctors, you know. Things change. I don't feel an allegiance in that direction like I do at Alabama because of being there 1 year and the people that I was with. Now, the guys, Freddie Dreyer, you know, some teammates out there. I feel good when I'm around those guys. We get to the Hall of Fame, and there's a few of the Rams there, man, that I feel good about. But, no, not an allegiance to them as I do to the AFL, for example. Mm-hmm. I was there with the Rams the one season, and we didn't get it done. I didn't get it done, and that was that. But going back to the Nippert Stadium and getting to meet in preseason and getting to meet Paul Brown, for example, was such a trip for me, man. You got a minute? I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
We're on the field. We're on the field warming up for a practice. It's an exhibition game, and Weed's out in the middle of the field with Paul Brown, and Weed said, "Joe, go!" And he called me. I run out there, and he introduced me to Paul Brown. Now, I got to tell you guys, I was brought up in Western PA in Cleveland. That's just up the road. Paul Brown, I mean, he was like Mr. Football. You know, he was Mr. Rooney was something special. Well, Paul Brown was something special too, boy. So I just love the idea of being there in Cincinnati and Nippert Stadium. Those memories have come back, and so I am pulling for Cincinnati.
Well, I'm going to steal the question before Michael and Don, because I'm sure it's the same thing we all want to ask you. We have a full season of Zach Wilson under our belts. What did you think of year one?
I think that there's a side of school that's still out, you know, or a side that's still out. We've got to see more. But the other thing is, I know it takes a group. Zach couldn't perform at his best for a couple of reasons. He's not there yet, certainly, and it was new for him, and his team is not that solid. He needs more help around him. With help around him, it's amazing how much better a guy can play. He certainly has the physical ability to buy time, to throw strikes, you know, and most guys can improve on their accuracy and should in this day and age, practicing it year-round. I like him, but I don't know how long he's going to last. You'd like for a guy to be 6'6", 6'7", back there in the pocket. School's still out on how Zach's going to do.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Were you surprised that Tom Brady called it quits?
You know, I've heard so many news reports, I wasn't sure that that's a fact yet. Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
For now, it is.
A fact, yeah.
It's a current fact, Joe. It's a current fact.
Oh, I have talked to folks about that, man, and in my lifetime, we're never going to see the likes of this again. How Tom performed for so long, so well, it's pretty amazing. And having had children and grandchildren, I can see that one of the reasons might be he wants to spend more time with his family and his children, see. Because it is very time-consuming being away from home to prepare week in and week out and all that stuff, man. I'm never going to see another quarterback did as well in answering the challenge as Tom Brady did in my lifetime.
Now, we have on Steve Young every Monday during the football season, Joe.
And, oh, boy.
He salivates over how quarterbacks are protected now. He said, you can actually play till you're 50. Do you look at it and go, wow, I'd like to play under these conditions with these rules? You can't touch the receiver. They can't really hit me. Do you ever watch football like that and daydream?
I don't. Yeah, well, not daydream necessarily. I'm looking at it. I tell you, I never took a snap from shotgun. You know, we were under center all the time. We had to run back there for our lives away from the defense, set up, and then go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if we had time. No, I was getting hit in the knees. Well, I came in with a knee injury, but I think it's wonderful the way they protect the guys today. And you know, the players do, for the most part, they all want that. The guys playing, are you kidding me? If a lineman knows that they're not allowed to cut him now, he got something he doesn't have to worry about. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, they're not getting blocked around the knees either. The headshots, they've taken that out of there as much as they can because we've seen guys that have had concussions that have had shorter lives than a lot of people and are sitting there right now today suffering from dementia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, those rules are dealing with the heads and the knees. That's fine with me, man. The rules that really changed to you guys is whenever they started allowing offensive linemen to start reaching out to block, mm-hmm. put their hands out there and grab and push guys, and also eliminating bump and run all over the field until the ball was in the air. You know, when Mel Blount climbed up on a wide receiver, that wide receiver wasn't going anywhere. He might not get 6 yards downfield. You know, we had a little guy playing cornerback for Washington named Pat Fisher who held up Caster. Rich Caster's one of the best tight ends I'd ever played with, fast as could be. But here's this little, and I call little guy compared to Caster, just standing in front of hooks and wouldn't let him run. The rule changes, 15 yards for holding going to 10 yards. Hey. It's a more interesting game today. It's a fairer game, I believe, because we want to see good plays, and the offense has been given more liberties, and the players are protected better. So I understand what Steve says, that he'll also agree that what I'm talking about, how the rules have changed to make the game better.
Joe, tell me about the DraftKings promotion. I got an advanced copy of the commercial. It looks like you had a lot of fun doing that. But what's the promotion that you're involved with?
Oh, man, that these guys, you know, there was a time people couldn't be betting there. It was illegal and all that. But by God, the last 20, 30 years, it's things are open. And DraftKings have come up with things. They're going to be doing the game. They've got how many customers, millions, but 10,000 of them. They're doing things. 10,000 of those folks are going to get a free bet to place on the game. And they're giving five people $1 million free bet.
Wow.
You see. So these fans, they'll need to place their bets before the game's over. Now, how the heck's that going to work? You see, I'm interested in trying to figure that out. Otherwise, this is open for over 10,000 of their customers, and they have millions. But I've never heard of anything like this, and it's a sensational idea.
Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, the NFL might be partnered with DraftKings, or at least some of these things, you know, the kind gambling is now open all across the country.
So, Joe, if you had a $1 million bet to make on this game, Rams -4, do you like the Rams to cover the points? Do you like the Bengals to keep it close?
Well, did I just say what happened the last 2 weekends here? The best football these teams, yep, either one can have in fortune or bad luck, you know? Lady Fortune favors one, and bad luck. In the first quarter, you get one of those linemen having a knee injury or an ankle injury. The game is we know either team can win, but I do know this. If Cincinnati can't protect Burrow, I mean, Cincinnati's defense is pretty darn good, but the offense as you guys know, giving up 9 sacks,
Tennessee.
Tennessee, man, and harried so many other times. They've got to do better, and they certainly did do better with Kansas City, and Joe also bought some time getting out of there and moving around. So we don't know. No, I wouldn't take my million and put it on the game. I get a kick out of that. I'd probably put it in the bank for one of the grandchildren to go to school, man.
There you go.
Joe, I know you have to go out. I was just thinking, if gambling was allowed back when you played, Bachelor's 3 could still be open, right?
Hey, now, wait a minute. All gambling. Vegas was still there. Tahoe was still there, you know.
That's right.
Puerto Rico, even.
Joe, it's great to hear from you again. Stay well, yep, and hopefully we can talk soon.
All right. I love talking with you guys, and we're not even going to get into horse racing.
Be good, Joe.
Take care, Joe.
Take care, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, the trivia question, Montana, it would be Montana, Namath, and Burrow. All named Joe. I also think that Burrow would be the first one ever to win a national championship, a Heisman Trophy, and a Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah. That's true. He would.
Yeah. First one ever.
Truly one of the joys of this job is getting to talk to Joe.
Yeah.
It's.
He's such a good guy.
I
assume it comes across to the listener. Because he's delightful, and I think he has never run from the fame that he got from Super Bowl III, and he realizes how it has shaped his life, and he's enjoyed it. I think he's enjoyed his life. I mean, he's had some pitfalls that he seems like he's gotten over, but he's a good guy. He's a really good guy,
funny guy too.
I
love his vibe. Like, he's entertaining, and God, you know, it's funny. You think about the Super Bowl, you can't help but think that, like, Burrow gives you, like, I'm not going to say he goes all the way and gives you Namath vibes, But Burrow does have a certain level of swag not common for quarterbacks always.
It's funny. I was going to ask him that, but I knew he had a hard out at 418. But I see a little of him in Burrow, too. Just that cockiness, because Joe carried himself like, you know, it was Joe Willie.
Yeah.
Joe Willie White Shoes. I mean, he was the guy. And Joe Burrow carries himself that way.
That's why I asked him the question, Michael, because everything seems to be really heading towards people believing in him now. So even though he is the underdog, they're a 4.5-point dog for this game. But I don't know if he can really play the underdog role, because people are starting to believe. We had a caller, we never got to him a couple of days ago, said he was tired, nobody believes in Cincinnati. I disagree. There's a ton of people that believe in Cincinnati, and more importantly, believe in him. So he's not really surprising anybody
not
going
right
into
now.
This game.
If he has an unbelievable game and they win and he's MVP, I don't think people are going to be shocked. I mean, listen, I'm just a yo-yo, but I wasn't betting Cincinnati just to go opposite of Don. I like Cincinnati.
That's why it works out so perfectly. Don likes the Rams, you like Cincinnati, and let the better man win.
I can't wait. I'm pretty excited about it.
Pick 'em.
Preparing my food, starting to think about what my menu is going to be here on Sunday.
Yeah. Can I come over?
I would love for you to come over. You're
really?
Not going to.
I might. I really might.
You really might.
You know what's kind of underrated as a Super Bowl snack?
Go ahead.
And it's good because it's actually something the kids can enjoy.
Dipsy Doodles.
Is a pig in a blanket.
I never liked it.
Not a fan.
You got to get the right breading. And it's really delicious.
Do you wrap the pig itself, or is it pre-made wrapped?
No. Nancy makes them herself.
Interesting.
She makes the dough and then she cuts hot dogs into small pieces.
No. You can buy the hot dogs that size.
You can?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know you could buy the miniature hot dogs, but they're not in pigs in a blanket.
There's so many ways I could go with this. Just going off some things that Peter's talked about all day today, but I'm not going to. I love this job. I need
might
this
be
job.
A lost cause, my G.
Might be a lost cause, my G. Anyway, 1-800-919-3776. That's the number. We'll come on back. We'll talk to you. It's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.